All aboard for fun on the good ship Land of the Lost, the underwater fantasy, with prizes for lucky winners at the end. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
World, the land of the lost. You can only reach it by traveling on a fast ocean current, for it lies at the very bottom of the sea. And the inhabitants are out of this world, too, for all the lost things that disappear up on Earth, from chairs to chessmen, come to life down there. My brother Billy and I have seen them ourselves. Billy and I used to visit the land of the lost with the wise talking fish, Red Lantern. We soon got acquainted with lots of other denizens of the deep. Madeline the whale, Kid Squid, the prize-fighting octopus, and many more who live in that strange underwater kingdom. The sea currents are their railway lines, and there's always a crowd of them in the Grand Oceanic Terminal. One morning, we just pulled in there on the Barracuda Flash.
End of the line, Bollywogs. Here we are.
Boy, it's just the same as ever. There's Snorky the Seal.
All aboard for Bunny Bay and the Crooked Strait.
Harry, shake up in there.
Out of the way, kids. Let the crowd go by. They're trying to catch a current.
That's all, fish folk.
Oh, dear, that poor oyster back there didn't make it.
Well, no wonder. He's just sauntering along singing. Wait a minute. Tune sounds awful familiar.
There was a singing oyster who roamed the sea. Oh, how that fellow went for melody. And as he strolled around, gaily he would sing. Rumpa-jumpa-jump, but now he's got himself a family. He needs some dough as well as do-re-mi. So what's he gonna do? Me, I'm asking you. Rumpa-jumpa-jump, rumpa-jumpa-jump.
Oh, Billy, it's Ralph Royster, the singing oyster.
Hi, Ralphie.
Well, I'll be scalloped if it ain't the Yoice kids in Red Lantern.
Too bad you missed your current there, Ralph.
Oh, I ain't going no place, Red Lantern. I'm here to meet somebody.
Ralph?
Huh?
Seems to me you've changed that tune of yours a bit since we saw you last.
Oh, that's what time and tide does to a fella, Red. You know, I've been a family man for over a year.
Well, don't look so down in the shell about it. Aren't you and your girl Friday sitting pretty now you're married?
Oh, it ain't that, Red. Friday's a mate in a million, and I wouldn't trade Muggles for...
Muggles? What's that?
Well, say, didn't you know? I'm a papa now, folks.
Huh?
You mean Muggles is a baby oyster?
Cutest little blimp you ever saw.
Well, can...
One more mouth to feed, and brother, has he got an appetite. The expense is sinking me, but deep.
Well, batten my hatches. I thought you had a fine job writing songs for the music publishers, Leak and Drip.
Oh, I still got the job, Red, but the fame ain't what it used to be.
Oh?
Old man Drip dropped out, and Mr. Leak, well, he lets the profits trickle away.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, it's just like the...
Attention, please. Coming in on track 6. The creepy hollow crawler.
Uh-oh, that's the current I gotta meet.
Well, track 6 is right in front of us. Who are you expecting, Ralph?
Me cousin Marthy, the one who helped to raise me. She's an old spinster oyster from Cutty Hunk.
Cutty Hunk, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a long way from here.
Yeah, I'll say. I can't figure out what gave her the notion to come.
You mean you didn't invite her?
Oh, shucks, no. I ain't seen her since I was knee-high to a crawfish. Boy, am I nervous.
Nervous?
This visit could mean a lot to us, Red. You see, the old lady is rolling in dough. And, well, we could use a little loan, but something tells me that her and Friday just ain't gonna harmonize.
Well, fins and fiddlesticks. Your cousin Marty won't expect Friday to be just like her.
Expect? She don't even know I'm married.
Uh-oh.
Look, I thought maybe you folks might kind of stick around and help me to spring it on her easy like.
Sure, Ralph.
Loud and call.
There comes the crawler.
Look, don't say nothing about Friday until
I don't. We'll be as mum as oysters.
See, that's well.
Last up, all out for the land of the lost.
Here comes the passengers.
What, do you see your cousin Marty, Ralph?
No, not yet.
Lucian, how can a bunny get through this tassel of bushes, I'd like to know. Oh, my. Wouldn't stand for crowding like this back home in Cunahan.
There she is. That's her.
Are you there, young fella? Give me a hand.
Hi, Cousin Marty. Don't you recognize me?
Sense sakes alive, if it ain't round. Why, you're twice as big as you used to be. And I declare you're twice as homely, too.
Well, you ain't changed none, Cousin Marty. But look, how about meeting these friends of mine, Billy and Isabel?
Oh, heavens to Neptune. Earth folks.
Oh, they're swell kids, Cousin Marty. Right on the beam. And this here is Red Lantern.
That's different. Seems to me you heard tell of him. Guiding light to the land of the lost, ain't he?
And see, delighted to meet you, Miss Royster.
Well, glad to know Ralph has made some respectable friends down here.
Oh, yes, Aunt Isabel?
Cousin Marty.
No, don't you stop to hustling me, Ralph Royster. I'm going as fast as I can.
Take it as easy as you like, Cousin Marty. Then this way, please. We'll all come with you.
You came by way of Creepy Hollow, Miss Royster?
Oh, yes. And I'm plumb wore out. I've made 6 stops visiting all my relatives. One after t'other. Ralph's the last on the list.
Dear me, quite an undertaking.
Well, I ain't getting any younger, Red Lantern. All my life I've scrimped and saved, and I've got a tidy little fortune saved up.
So now you're going to enjoy making a splash with the cash?
What? Spend it? Name a Nantucket, no.
Why, down in Cuttahawk, I've got it in a trunk, all locked up with a big brass key. Add more from time to time, but don't aim to spend a dime. Ain't no pleasure in this free for me. What's the use of living fast and loose, of blowing off and showing off to all your friends? By and by, they leave you high and dry. It's only living thrifty pays your dividends. It's only living thrifty pays your dividends.
She dishes it out, don't she? Say, you're right in the old groove, Cousin Marcy.
Same advice I raised you on, Ralph. And I hope you've taken it to heart.
Well,
because I don't calculate to leave my fortune to someone that won't know how to take care of it.
Leave your fortune?
That's what I said. Reason I've been doing all this traipsing around down here is to settle on which of my relations has turned out to be the most deserving.
Gosh.
Oh, Cousin Miss Royster, I'm sure none of them could be nicer than Ralph.
I said deserving. Not that he'd have to go far to beat some of the family.
Oh, really?
Here's Uncle Gluck now over to Lynnhaven Junction.
Oh, yes.
Slippery through and through. Huh? I wouldn't trust him round the corner with a plugged snail shell.
Yeah? How do the other oysters stack up?
Well, I did have great hopes for Oswald Oozer.
Huh?
Thought he was the steadiest of the lot. Till I got to Creepy Hollow yesterday and found the young fool was fixing to get married.
You don't approve of matrimony, Miss Royster?
Not for them as can't support a family, Red Lantern. Oh. Why, Oswald Oozer's not no more business taking on a wife than Ralph here.
Me?
I says to Oswald, folks must earn their own way before they have a right to what someone else has saved up.
Well,
Now, don't tell me you're chasing after some flighty little blue point, Ralph. You won't get a...
No, ma'am.
Oh, glad to hear it. I brung you up the hard way, Ralph. But I always did have a soft spot for you inside. Spite of how you used to waste your time writing silly songs.
Oh.
Well, I guess we better hurry along now.
Just a minute, Cousin Marthy.
Hey, Isabel. Yes, Ralph, you heard what the old girl said. I got a chance at that fortune if she don't find out I'm married.
Yes, but Ralph... Well,
you gotta help me, Isabel. It's for Friday and the kid as well as me.
But how can I?
Ripple over to 23 Gravel Avenue as fast as you can and tell Friday the scram and take Muggles with her.
You mean move out?
Just for a day or two. Give her the whole story. She'll understand.
All right.
I'll bring the others home the long way around. But you gotta work fast, Isabel. If Cousin Marthy ever gets hip to the wife and baby, the future's in the stew. Now hurry.
Oh, oh, Muggles, honey, be good. Remember, we got company coming. Go to sleep, my lover, little mollusk. Mama hasn't got the time to croon. Gee, that must be them already. Come in.
Friday, it's me, Isabel.
Oh, pardon me looking so surprised. I was expecting...
I know, Friday. Ralph and his cousin Marthy. But I came ahead to warn you.
Ralphie, he ain't hoy.
Oh, no, he's fine. But he wants you to move out quick before he gets here.
Move out?
Only for a little while, Friday. You see, Ralph just discovered that Miss Royster may leave him her whole fortune.
No fooling.
But not if she finds out he's married.
Oh, so me and Muggles ain't good enough for the Roysters, huh?
Well, No, it's not that, Friday. Well, Miss Royster just thinks it's a terrible mistake for someone like Ralph to get married before he saved anything up. That's why she got mad at Oswald Oozer.
You mean she might have left all her dough to that Joyce?
Yes, but now she's going to pick one of her other relatives.
And my Ralphie's on the inside track? Oh, brother! Come on, Muggles. You and Mama's going bye-bye. Where's your bottle?
Here it is on the stove.
Just hold him while I get my dresses out of the closet.
There, Muggle, you cute little thing.
He's been fretting something fierce the last couple of days. Don't know what ails him.
Oh, hurry, Friday. I see him coming up the street.
I got everything now.
There's the baby.
Gee, thanks, Isabel. We'll flip out the back way. Tell Ralphie I'll be next door at Mrs. Dimpleblink. Waiting for the good boy.
Oh, my, just in time. They're turning into the gate now.
Here, you see, this is the house, folks, number
23.
Well, why don't we go in there? You asked if you were afraid to open the door.
Always a joker, ain't you, Cousin
Martin?
Well, here goes.
After you, Miss Royster. Thought we was never going to go into... gracious, the guppy's here, that earth girl.
Ralph sent me ahead on an errand for him.
Quick work, Isabel.
Yeah, I'd say. Everything oak?
Yes, Ralph. The gone next door.
Well. So this is where you've been living, Ralph.
Sit down, Cousin Marthy. Plenty of time to case the joint later.
I'll set when I get good and ready, Ralph. My, what a mess. It ain't hard to tell this house belongs to a bachelor.
Huh?
You never saw an oyster bed made up that way back in Cuttahunk, Ralph Royster.
Well, folks do things different down here, Cousin Martin.
Don't tell me. Now, what in the name of glory is this contraption?
That? Oh, that's a phonograph. Plays all the latest records that hit the foam.
Oh, mighty expensive article, ain't it?
Oh, not if you go for music, Cousin Marthy. In Friday,
What's that about Friday?
Well, last Friday was payday, see?
Oh, and all I see is that it's easy come, easy go with you, like it always was.
Oh,
you've got a good job, but you don't put nothing in the sandbank. You've got a good house. But I'd hate for anyone in Cuttahunk to see it.
It suits me, all right.
Oh, poor boy. Well, there's nobody going to say Martha Royster didn't know her duty when she seen it.
I don't get you.
I've made my mind up, Ralph. Cousin Muffy's going to settle right down here and look after you like she used to.
Settle down?
Oh, my goodness, Billy.
What you need is a guiding hand, a real firm one. You've been adrifting long enough.
But looky here, Cousin Marty.
I sent for my belongings today. Amos Rockfish can pack them up.
But wait, Cousin Marty, I can't let you do this. You'd never be happy away from Cuddy, huh?
Oh, now, don't you fret about me, Ralph. Family's family. And I've been a mite lonesome living by myself the last few years.
Oh.
It'll do me good to get out of my shell.
Gosh, Red Lantern, what's Ralph going to do now?
I'm afraid he's in. Up to his chin.
Well, that's settled. Now, the first thing to do is clear the trash out of this here parlor.
Trash?
Them fancy curtains. And that there big mirror.
Oh.
I don't hold with vanity traps.
But Cousin Marty, wait. I gotta tell you something.
It'll keep, Ralph. It'll keep. Now, while you folks help me change the sofa around.
But it won't keep. I gotta tell you now before you tear everything up.
What's he talking about?
About your moving in, Cousin Marty. It won't work. I already got somebody to look after me.
Eh?
I got a wife.
A wife? I don't believe you.
It's the truth, so help me. I should have thrown you back at the terminal. Only after what you said about Oswald Oozer getting married, I thought...
Oh, so that's it. You thought it would spoil your chances of coming into my fortune, maybe, huh?
I think so.
Well, I don't know as I blame you, Ralph.
Huh? You mean you ain't mad at me?
Well, I'll tell you that when I see what kind of a wife you picked out for yourself. Where is she?
Next door.
Well, then, fetch her over here while I go take my bonnet off. Might as well learn the worst.
I'll get her, Ralph.
Okay, Isabel. Only you don't let her bring Muggles. Him we gotta skip.
Wait, Ralph, wait. You are making a mistake.
Huh?
Better come clean with the whole story.
Oh, nothing doing, Red. That's taking too big a chance. Go ahead, Isabel.
All right.
Well, I must say you've disappointed me considerable, Ralph.
Oh, you like Friday, Miss Royster.
Friday? Not me.
Huh?
Worst day in the week for oysters.
No. I mean Ralph's wife.
Yeah, that's a moniker. Miguel Friday. Cute, ain't it?
Cute? I call it right outlandish. Oh, listen, I guess she's coming now.
Here we are, Ralph. Here's Friday.
This is it. Cousin Marcy? Meet the wife.
Well, Friday.
Happy to meet you, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be too sure if I was you.
Beg pardon?
Kind of dressed up for this time of day, ain't you?
Oh, us oyster girls can't afford to let ourselves slip, Miss Royster. Ralphie likes me to look sharp.
Well, you'd look a heap better to me in a kitchen apron. Here's your wife ain't very interested in housework, Ralph.
So what? Ralph ain't made no complaint.
No, sir. Me and Friday get along fine, Cousin Marty.
Indeed. Getting along is one thing. Getting ahead is another. And I don't see no signs of it in this house.
Huh?
No preserve shelf. No sewing basket.
Oh, Friday's more the artistic type, Cousin Marty.
Artistic, eh?
Uh-huh.
Beck and Cutterhunk, that's just the polite word for useless. Appears to me like Friday spent her married life a-wasting her time and your money, with nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show for it? That's what you think.
Take it easy, Friday.
Don't need to tell her that.
Listen here, if I wasn't a lady and you wasn't Ralphie's second cousin,
second cousin once removed.
Well, you can't be too far removed to suit me.
Oh, Friday.
So that's the way you feel, Miss Giddy Giddy. Where's my bonnet?
Cousin Marty, please, don't...
You heard what your wife said, Ralph. Marty Rusty ain't a staying where she's not wanted.
But you are wanted.
I didn't mean it, Cousin Marty. I'm sorry.
And sorry you well may be. Up till a minute ago, I was fixing to leave my whole fortune to Ralph.
Oh.
But now I...
Mr. Royster!
I'll open the door.
Oh. I'm a step off limb.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Royster, but I can't keep the baby another minute.
What'd she say?
He hasn't stopped screaming since that moment you left. And I'm frightened to death something terrible is wrong with him.
Oh, Muggles, what is it, honey? Come to Mama.
Ralph Royster, is this your baby?
Of
course he is. And his mama ain't ashamed of him, no matter who wants him kept out of sight.
Well, Now, if this don't beat all...
He acts like he's too bad, Mrs. Royster. I think you ought to call a doctor, Fish.
Oh, gee, I'll go right away.
Stop! Give that child here, Friday.
What?
Give him to your cousin, Marthy. She's handled a plenty more young'uns than you have.
The poor little icy wicey. Let him have a pain.
Ralphie, look.
Would the poor little bivalve having troubles?
Holy smoke, he's nearly stopped.
Well, I never.
Freddy, my dear, hand me a clean spoon out the drawer.
Yes, ma'am, but we haven't no medicine.
Oh, medicine, my own belly. Ain't nothing wrong with this baby. All he needs is something solid to chew on. The little mite's cutting a pearl.
Cutting a pearl?
Oh, boy.
There, you see? That spoon done the trick.
Gee, thanks, Cousin Marthy. I'm awful grateful and awful ashamed.
Ashamed? Why, you ought to be out and out proud of a fine little nipper like this. Don't know as I've ever seen a cuter one.
Oh, I am proud of Muggles, Cousin Marthy. Only I...
Well, now, I guess you and me had the wrong idea of each other, Friday.
How's that?
If that nephew of mine had just told me straight out that this baby was what kept you busy and used up all his earnings, we'd never have had words.
Yeah, I'm a dope, all right.
Oh, well, I forgive you, Ralph. I'm no hard shell when it comes to babies. But don't you let me catch you throwing my money around next time I come to visit you.
Your money? I don't get it.
Oh, you get it all right.
Huh?
But not all in one lump. I aim to settle half of it on you now. And the rest will go to Muggles here when I... Well, one of these days.
Cousin Marthy! Put her there, Cousin Marthy. You're what I call a real sport.
Here's to you, you're just a peacheroo. Your crossness and your crabbiness are all about. In the fall, when Muggles learn to crawl, we'll bring you up to visit you in Cuddyhunk.
Lucky seven time, Pollywogs. We have lucky seven time every week on this Land of the Lost program. It's the time when we award prizes to you listeners who write what our judges consider the most interesting letters telling why you want a lost belonging returned.
Of course, we can't send back the actual thing you've lost, but we will send the nearest possible duplicate. So all you listeners, new friends and old friends too, have a pencil handy so you can put down the addresses of where to write us. We'll give it to you later on, and at the same time, tell you how to get your Land of the Lost book with pictures of the characters you hear on this program. Now, this week's winners.
First, Burton Arkin, a Boy Scout of Brooklyn, New York, wins a regulation scout knife with four blades. A cutting blade, a can opener, a bottle opener, a screwdriver, and a punch. Burton writes, he listens to The Land of the Lost every week, and he thinks it's the best program on the air. Mary Schilling of Hollywood, California, is the winner of a Monopoly game.
Second, Paul Parks of Canton, Ohio, wins a fine leather pocketbook. The one Paul lost fell out of his pocket when he was riding the Ferris wheel at the circus. Jane McLaughlin of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, gets a beautiful silver ring set with a garnet. And to Carol Sue May of Orange, California, who is starting a Red Lantern Club, goes an engraved heart-shaped locket that will hold two pictures. Carol had a locket she treasured. It dropped from her pocket when she reached third base after hitting a home run. When the game was over, Carol Sue was a heroine minus a locket.
Third, Sherry Young of Price, Utah, wins a softball. And to Sally Hirschberg of Brooklyn, New York, goes a pair of fine little turtles to replace the ones, she writes, she spent many happy hours with. Until one day, there was not a tail or a shell of them left. They'd gone to the Land of the Lost.
Fourth, Billy Metcalf of Seattle, Washington, lost a fine repeater pencil. A new one will soon be his. Lily Ann Howard of Wichita, Kansas, gets a stunning brown leather bag with a strap to go over her shoulder. And Stanley Schiffman, a Boy Scout of Brooklyn, New York, who has never missed a Land of the Lost program, wins a standard Scout knapsack. To Carol Ann Ross of Cincinnati, Ohio, goes a green and gold fountain pen. And to Lois McGovern of Los Angeles, California, who has written a very fine letter, well, she'll receive the nearest possible duplicate of her lost purse.
Fifth, Joan Golliber of Buffalo, New York, wins a ring with a sapphire stone. Joan is starting a Land of the Lost club named in honor of King Findall, who rules over the Land of the Lost. Bessie Corbin of Washington, D.C., had a sterling silver bracelet she lost at the zoo. Bessie writes, "I listen all the time to Red Lantern, and I like him forever." So we think this little girl will be very happy wearing the silver identification bracelet with the magic Red Lantern charm, which is on the way to her.
Sixth, Barbara Van Wee of Botel, State of Washington, gets a sterling silver bracelet and a magic Red Lantern charm also. Robert Mazon of New York City, who has written a splendid letter, will receive a turtle.
Jack Rauber of Omaha, Nebraska, member of the Land of the Lost Club, gets a hunting knife and a leather sheath. And now comes the grand prize winner of all, the polywog who sent in the most interesting letter of all those received. Norman Gagner, a Boy Scout from Shawmet, Rhode Island. Norman was going to the store for his mother when he saw an old lady trying to cross a crowded street. He ran to help her and dropped his scout dagger, which he has never seen since. We hope you'll be pleased with the fine new one, which will soon be on the way to him. Congratulations, all you winners, and to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
Remember, too, that you may be hearing your name this time next week as a winner on Lucky 7 Time. Get your letters off as soon as possible, telling us about anything you've lost. It makes no difference whether it's a collar button or a diamond ring. You'll receive the nearest possible duplicate if, in the opinion of our judges, you've sent in one of the most interesting letters telling why you want a lost possession returned. You can send your letter in separately, or if you're ordering a Land of the Lost book, just enclose it with your order. Of course, you can buy Land of the Lost books at stores all over the country. It's a bestseller. But since Isabel Manning Hewson wrote it especially at the request of our radio listeners, she sends you a present with each book ordered through this program. The present is a Red Lantern badge with the picture of the one and only Red Lantern in his green coat wearing his magic diamond key. It's fun to wear the badge, and the book makes a year-round present because each week when you hear the Land of the Lost program, you can look right at the characters while you listen to the show. A good way to invest any leftover Christmas money is in Land of the Lost books because they're something you can enjoy for such a long time. To get your book and badge, send $2 in cash, check, or money order addressed to the Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. Got that address? Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York. Print your name and address plainly. Do this, too, when you write about those treasures you've lost and want returned. Join us next week when Isabel and Billy get mixed up with a high-jumping tiddlywink and a slippery jack of spades in the queerest place yet, the Big Game Preserve. Be with us next week, same time, same station, when Isabel Manning Hewson takes you again to the Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbruster. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background, Gene Perazzo. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.